self. Who are you really? You only know who you really are when you're in a state of simcha. Simcha is when you're in a state of joy. There's only one reason to be happy. Not because the world is such a happy place. The reason to be happy is because you're a Jew. And you're an only child of the Eibishter. And the Eibishter created everything for you. And the Eibishter meant everything for you. And the Eibishter wants you to have everything. Gold. He wants you to have... He's sitting and waiting to give you everything. That's all he wants. He wants to give you everything that exists in the material world. He wants to give you everything that exists in the spiritual realities. That's what he wants for you. That's what he made you for. That's who you are. So that is when you realize, when you think about who you really are, the way you get in touch with that, it's not enough to you can read about it in a book. But that doesn't mean you feel that way and you experience life that way. The way you get in touch with who you really are, which the only way you know who you really are is what it says in Torah. That's how you know. You have no other way of knowing who you really are. Who you really are is what it says in Torah. You're neshama. You're chelik alek hamimal mamish. You're ben yachad and davis. That's who you really are. A yid that's shaykh to Zav. And not just Zav, but all the Zav in the world. How do you get in touch with who you really are? The way you get in touch with who you really are is through the simcha in that knowledge. Then not just to leave that knowledge as something that remains in the theoretical realm, but to actually experience joy. Obviously, you have to contemplate it, you have to think about it, you have to focus on it. If you focus on the negative, you're going to be miserable. You focus on the positive, you're going to be just human nature. I mean, even miserable people walk into a wedding hall and get caught up in the... usually, I mean, you got to be really exceptionally miserable to sit there, you know. When you focus on what's happy, you get caught up in the happiness. So you focus on who you really are. What happens is that happiness, the nature of happiness is that it brings that out to the fore. Who you really are comes out when you're happy. So it's not just you're meditating on it and you're being happy because some theoretical advantage in happiness or some mitzvah to be happy or it's Kabbalah's oil to be happy. The Rebbe said, I have to be happy. And if I'm not going to be happy, God is going to smite me for not being happy. I better be happy. Hey, I'm not happy, I'm going to be in worse trouble. So you got to be happy. You just walk around, it's great. I have to be happy. That's the point of that being happy is not just you have to be happy. The point of being happy is that when you're happy, the thing that is the source of your happiness actually comes out in a much greater way. It actually becomes revealed. It actually becomes expressed in your everyday life, in your family life, in your interaction with your surroundings, which comes out by you being happy and by bringing joy to your family and bringing joy to those around you. So the idea is, it's not about what's your wealth plan. It's not about working harder or even working smarter. Whatever minimal involvement you have to make a keli b'gashmi is okay. So that's the minimal amount you have to be involved to make a keli b'gashmi. So that's not what you're about. That's not who you are. That's just what can you do? That was part of the job when they set up the world that it had to operate that way. A Jew had to be busy with that. But that's not what a Jew has to be busy with. A Jew has to be busy with today. A wealthy person, a really wealthy person, is not thinking about, the CEO is not thinking about who's changing the toilet paper. That's not what he's thinking about. Not because it's not important. Someone has to change the toilet paper. No, not what's on his mind. It's not what he's worried about. That's not where he's at. He's thinking on a whole different level. That's a person who is revealing their own innate wealth. Means, and the Rebbe is starting off with wealth in spirituality. Wealth in spirituality means that this is who I am. This is what I am. I'm about Torah. I'm about chassidus. I'm about mitzvahs. I'm about helping others, that's giving tzedakah. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. This is what I'm busy with. Any other thing that I, whatever other little time I have to give to anything else, that's not who I am. That's not what I am. That's just secondary. And the more that becomes my reality, the more it will become the actual reality. Like the Rebbe says, the melech and the time we're living in now, the way it's supposed to be is that a king is not supposed to be busy with melech. It's not the fichreidai of the king to be busy with malacha. It's not a... And the Rebbe was saying that, that's the way it should be, Pasha B'Gashmi, is that a Jew should have these things without having to resort to getting his hands dirty. It's not about getting your hands dirty. It's about connecting to who and revealing who and what you really are. When you are a king, then the money comes to you. When you are an usher, a Jew that recognizes that he's Shayach to Zov, then the money will find its way to you, because that's Shayach to you. That's what David always wanted all along. The whole plan for the creation of the world was the Abish is waiting for the day when he could give it all to you. That's all he wants. He wants to give you all the highest spiritual revelations. He wants to give you all the material bounty that exists in the world. It's all been waiting. It was all created. All to give it all to you. And then, of course, you're supposed to take that and build the third Beis HaMikdash, as the Rebbe says. The reason why it's especially important now is because we actually need to build and construct the third Beis HaMikdash, which hopefully we will see the completion of and all participate in the construction of and completion of, together with Melech HaMashiach, who leads the effort in building the third Beis HaMikdash very soon. Amen.